Diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and Russia are not a bygone relic of the Cold War, and one recent flashpoint has been Ukraine. Russia has accused the U.S. of manipulating the political crisis there, and this week the Russians pointed to this as evidence.
That would be great, I think, to help glue this thing and have the U.N. help glue it and, you know, f*** the E.U.
No, exactly. And I think we've got to do something to make it stick together.
That's a leaked recording of the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine speaking on the phone with Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland. They were talking about the possibility of imposing economic sanctions on Ukraine's government. That would annoy the Russians. Now, Nuland's use of profanity also didn't go over very well in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Nuland's remarks were totally unacceptable. Nick Burns is a former top U.S. diplomat who's now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and he puts the blame for this diplomatic snafu at the feet of Moscow.
The Russians want to present a picture of American intervention in Ukraine's internal affairs. It's not true. The United States is just trying to help the millions of Ukrainians who don't want to have to live as a vassal state to Russia, under Russia's shadow. And so I think what the U.S. hopes is that some of the more reform-minded leaders of the opposition would be able to come into the government and to help turn that government towards the future of Ukraine, which is an integrated future with the peoples of Europe. There's a lot at stake here because Ukraine, as you know, is a major state in the middle of Europe, and the Russians are fighting tooth and nail to preserve their age-old client relationship. They're the master, Ukraine is the client, with the leadership in Kiev.
The State Department said this is, quote, a new low for Russian tradecraft. Do you think Moscow's actually trying to embarrass Washington?
Oh, I think the Russians have been trying to embarrass the United States for many years now. The Russians feel that Ukraine is part of their future. And, of course, Ukraine used to be the second most important republic of the Soviet Union. They don't want to see Ukraine drift towards the West. It's very much in our interest to see the Ukrainian people given the right to choose their own future and not have it imposed upon them by the Russian government. So I think our Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, is absolutely right. And she's obviously carrying out President Obama and Secretary Kerry's policy, which is to give the people of Ukraine the choice as to where they want to be located. Do they want to have an association with the European Union, or do they want to remain attached in a very difficult way to the Russian Federation? And you see that millions of Ukrainians are out demonstrating have that right to determine their own future, and the United States has an obvious interest in helping them get there.
Where does the frustration at the State Department with the EU come from?
Well, you know, the United States has an advantage. We are a very unified government led by the president, with the Secretary of State directing on a day-to-day basis our foreign policy operations. The European Union is a union of 27 countries. It acts more slowly. It tends to be quite reactive to events, and I think some of the frustration sometimes is that while the United States wants to move out quickly and decisively, sometimes Europe takes a while to get itself together. But I wouldn't think there's a crisis here. I think this is a tempest in a teapot, some of the unhappiness we're hearing from Europe.
I mean, Angela Merkel seemed distressed by the release of this conversation. Does the use of the F-word cast Victoria Nuland in, well, and the State Department, for that matter, in an unnecessarily negative light?
Well, you know, you have to remember, this was a private conversation between two Americans. Somebody got a hold of that conversation. It certainly wasn't the United States government. And someone put it on YouTube. And I think the reasonable suspicion is that it was the Russian government out trying to embarrass the United States. So I wouldn't judge Assistant Secretary Nuland harshly at all. They were having a frank conversation. She is the model of an effective diplomat.
So you don't agree with the Russians at all when they say the U.S. is meddling in Ukrainian affairs?
That is Russian sophistry. It's absolutely untrue. The country that's meddling and intimidating in Ukraine is Russia.
Nick Burns at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thank you, as always.
Thank you so much.